I was minding my business, relaxed as could be. The rain on the roof was a quiet symphony, but the lights flickered twice, then at 8:23. Half the damn state lost its power, and it's Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, till Monday comes by, and it's fare thee well, all trace of electricity, all of South Michigan's icing. Some places still had power, though most did not. Motel 6 charged $300 for a bucket and cot. Your coffee and tea were iced, like it or not. And a half million fridges got emptied. So Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, till Monday comes by, and it's fare thee well, all vestige of chronology, all of the stove clocks are blinking. Don't go on the roads, things are worse than with cops. Nobody remembers how to drive four-way stops. Ice melts from the trees, falling from their tip-tops, and then freezes again on the roadways. So it's Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, till Monday comes by, and it's fare thee well, all vestige of tractioning, all of the drivers are sliding. Now DTE had them one hell of a year. A billion in profits, watch it all disappear. While accountants, shareholders, and officers cheer. And the grid keeps relentlessly aging. Now it's March, March 2023. Michigan weather plays hob with us all. And there's 6 more inches forecast for Friday, while I sit here nervously waiting.